Morning, Saints.
Good morning.
How's everyone doing this morning?
Good.
Praise God. Welcome to Healing Class. My name is Pastor John, and today I'm going to talk truly excited and powerful. And I want to get you all set and ready as it concerns the miraculous. Okay, who's set this morning? You want this exciting journey? Praise God. The Healing Class, as always, is all about you. I have the pleasure of introducing the guest speaker, someone you know well, and I'd just love for us to just be attentive and be ready to receive. Okay? Is anyone in need of a healing manifestation this morning? Anyone in this class, a situation, condition, something on your heart in that regard as it concerns you? Okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we get to be taught. And we get to be instructed along the self same lines. Praise God. The former, over to you.
Let us pray. Father King of Glory, we thank and bless your name for yet another opportunity to be before you, to share your word, to eat off your table from Lord Almighty. King of Kings, I pray that the words that you have given me this morning for your people, Father God, shall benefit them because they will mix it with faith and it will be of great blessing to them. To the glory of your holy name, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My name is Ifeoma Okechukwu, for those of you who don't know me. The title of my message this morning is "The Horse is Useless for Safety." Is useless for safety. H-O-R-S-E, horse. Is useless for safety. This message is about trusting the Lord with all of your heart, not 99.5%, not 99.9999%, but trusting the Lord with all of your heart. Let us look at a scripture in Psalm 33, verse 17. Psalms 33, verse 17. If you find it, read it. Go ahead. Read it loud.
The horse is a little thing for safety. Neither shall he be delivered
any by his grace. The Bible is saying this morning that a horse is a vain thing, useless thing for safety. And he said, neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. The Bible is recognizing the strength of a horse that is great. But he's also admonishing us not to trust that strength for our deliverance. We as born-again Christians, this is my assumption at this point in time, that everybody in the house is born again. Am I correct? If you're born again, let me see your hand up. Praise Jesus Christ for that. He's awesome. We are born again spirits, but we are spirit beings. In case you don't know, we possess a soul and dwell in a body, right? So we have a part of us is spiritual and a part of us is human. But very often we allow our humanity, we tend to allow our humanity to stand on the way of receiving healing, including those of us who have been long in the Lord. Father, I want to say, especially those of us who have been long in the Lord, because sometimes you get to a point where you begin to kind of feel familiar with the things of God. Oh, I know that. Yeah, I have heard that before. Our humanity sometimes stands on our way of walking in divine health. It's flu season. You are as healthy as a horse. Horse again, right? But, oh, it's flu season. I need to go get a shot. I'm not saying getting a shot is a sin. But when you are sickness conscious, guess what? You will be sick. It's not if. You will be sick if you're always thinking about sickness. Oh, my friend has cold, and he sat before me today. This sneezing must be that cold. You better follow it up with speech therapy. Pastor taught us about speech therapy, right? So, no, I'm not getting that cold. But if you don't, if you want to look cute, you don't want to kind of feel like you are being too spiritual, you keep quiet and the germs will multiply, right? We also allow our humanity some time to stand on our way of ministering healing to others. If your neighbor, somebody in your family is sick, headache, you go, come on, come here. I lay hands on you. You go straight, right? Fever, you lay hands. But if he comes back and says, my doctor, they are querying cancer. You go, ah. You better see him. What did he say? Have you gone for... what have you done? You begin to gravitate towards human-made solutions. Am I talking to myself only this morning? So I'm talking to us, right? Praise you know, because again, if you doubt, when we talk about trusting the Lord with all of our hearts, sometimes it really doesn't dawn on us that we don't trust the Lord with all of our hearts. You know, and I can just give a few examples. How many of us, you know, remember to go kneel down and pray when our car gave the first sign of trouble? Instantly, you think about the best mechanic in town, right? You are not thinking God first, right? But the truth of the matter, quite frankly, you know this better than I do, is that we are more spiritual than we are human. Apart from God, we are the next most powerful spiritual being that can ever exist. That ever exist. The moment you got born again and the Spirit of Christ dwelt inside of you, that moment you escaped the kingdom of darkness and you got elevated and you got seated in Christ Jesus by the right hand of God. Are you listening to me? But because we live in this world, we are continuously being inundated by everyday activity that look natural and look physical. We tend to think more natural, more humanistically than we think about God and about who we are. You're hungry. Go get food. You're tired. In fact, you won't even think, did I sleep well? In fact, some of us sign the packages when devil brings it without even thinking. You know, you have headache. You go, oh, yeah, I know why this headache is coming. You just signed it. You just signed for that package. Right? Maybe, yes, you didn't sleep well last night. And guess who caused you not to sleep well last night? The same person who is delivering the headache. Hello? The same exact being who caused you not to, because the Lord, the last time I checked, has it been erased from the Bible? The Lord giveth his beloved what?
Sleep.
So if you didn't sleep, who caused it? It's not God. So why are you signing that package? So when that first sign of headache comes, yeah, I know I didn't sleep well, but no, you are not about to bring it. Get out in Jesus' name. That is you being more conscious of who you are and whose you are. Praise the Lord. Now you, because of our being more conscious of our humanistic, you know, our humanism, I would say, we tend to look at things more naturally. We tend to gravitate towards our pre-packaged plans, you know, our health insurance card. We put it in our front pocket, and our little Gideon Bible is in our back pocket. When it hits, we first check, has it expired? No, okay. Sometimes it's on our way to the hospital that we remember to pray. And again, I'm not saying anything is wrong with going to the hospital, right? But how many of us know that all the sicknesses and diseases and the things that Satan throws our way, that the doctors don't have solutions for them? Hello?
Right.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
So, who gives healing? Not the medication you take, you know that, right? Medication just placate the, you know, cover up, reduce symptoms. But if you really want to get to the root of it and pull it out,
that's right,
then you have to trust the Lord. Now, is it wrong for you to pre-plan? Of course not. Of course not at all. Right? But what is the problem then? It is that we tend to trust our plans more so than God. Jesus Christ told us in Luke chapter 14, we are not going there. You know, if you read verse 28, it talks about who tried to build a house without first sitting down to plan, right? So there's absolutely nothing wrong with our planning. But the problem is, are you putting your trust in that planning? Your planning is the horse, right? The strength. But for deliverance, for your healing, you must do what? Trust the Lord. When we are faced now with these situations where we have to absolutely, because sometimes it's like, yeah, this can help. But when it comes to that situation where only God can help, do you know it's not something that you can just whip up at that moment? Right? The reason you don't trust the Lord absolutely is not because you don't love the Lord. I know majority of us sitting here this morning. I know you. I know you by the Spirit of God, to the glory of God. You love the Lord. But loving the Lord and trusting the Lord absolutely are two different things. So, to solve this problem, what do you do? Where you get to a place where you can trust the Lord without thinking. You can trust the Lord You know, the first thing that comes to your mind when that first symptom hits, when you see someone you need to minister to, or when you want to continue to walk in divine health, what do you do? So that the first thing that can always come to your brain will be to trust the Lord. What do you do? Amen. It's a practice and then it becomes a flow. Another person?
It's not our relationship. I mean, the relationship is the number one thing in your life. It's actually the number one thing you run through and across.
Amen. 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 Our brother John got it, and Mary also got it. You know, relationship. Relationship. It's about relationship. You know. And I can tell you, relationship is key. It's so key that many times some of those problems will solve themselves even before you know what's going on. Are you listening to me? And one of the things that goes with relationship is knowing God, right? And knowing God through His Word, right? Getting to a point where you know who God is to you. Right? I don't know how it happens, but I know it is a spiritual reality that when you are in love with God, that is in love with Christ, and you always spend time with Him, and God is always part of all your thinking, you're always referencing God. You know, those times when you need them, they just come up. You didn't make any effort to really think them through. But I will say, for the sake of time, you know, that the number one thing is to acknowledge that you don't trust the Lord with all of your heart. You don't. Many of us don't. In fact, if you come to my house, there's only one scripture. Only one scripture that is pasted in my kitchen, in my bedroom. And it is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Why is that so? Because I discovered, even though I love the Lord, even though I praise God, even though I dance before the Lord, right? I found out that I had the tendency to just zoom. And many of us have the same problem. You have to acknowledge that you do what? You don't have it. That you don't trust the Lord 100%. The second thing now is to make a deliberate practice. Deliberate. How do you do that? If you can't trust the Lord to heal you, heal your headache, how in the world will you trust Him to heal your stomach ache? It's a practice. You know, the book of Hebrews chapter 5, I believe it's verse 14 that says, you know, by the reason of use, you have your senses exercised, right? By reason of use. Because your senses are always inundated by the things that are happening around you. So for it to always be that spirit conscious, you have to make a deliberate practice of it. It doesn't happen by accident. In fact, it doesn't happen because you love the Lord. Many people who love the Lord have gone to early grave. They are in heaven. They are with Jesus. Praise Jesus Christ. Are you listening to me? But because they did not trust the Lord with all of their heart, Pastor Shane, keep me on time, please. You know, I want to share a testimony. I thought my daughter would come and share this testimony herself. But 6 years ago, my daughter was diagnosed with epilepsy. at Beaumont Hospital. He took her. And this 30 year, I'm going to cut it short, the 30 year experience neurologist, this is how he was looking at me. And I hate to tell you, this is it. She's going to have it for the rest of her life. And this is the medication. I would write some medication for you. I said, excuse me, sir, will that medication cure him? He said, no. It's just so that he will have less episodes. You know, I mustered enough courage because I was a little bashful in responding. I looked at him, I said, excuse me, sir, my daughter will not suffer this for the rest of her life. He said, I've seen your kind. I said, no, you have not seen this one. I've seen your kind. I said, but you have not seen this one. I brought the girl home. My husband and I agreed in prayer and stood. She had a couple more episodes, but it's been 5 years she has not had it again, to the glory of God. Look at for me and my husband, for my husband and I to be able to get to that point, right? You know we have been trusting the Lord, especially in the area of healing. In fact, especially if my husband and I trust the Lord in wealth, as we trust the Lord in money, in healing, we will be the richest today. I'm telling you, you know, because for some reason, it's either that God is God, and he's not a man that does not lie, or that he is not. I was going on the street of Lagos once. When I first started preaching, I would go on the street corner and I would stand and I would preach 5 a.m. to whoever is listening. And I had fever continuously for about a week. My husband took my specimen for testing. I was in my prayer closet with fever and cold, but I was praying, preparing to go out the next day. And he came back trembling, with a lab report that says, you have typhoid fever, plus, plus, plus. I said, okay. He said, no, we have to go to the hospital right now. I said, no, I'm not going. He said, no, you don't understand. Plus, 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 plus is like you are walking dead. I said, excuse me, sir, I am not going. I'm preparing to go on the street tomorrow. I say, if I cannot trust this God that I go to stand on the street to minister to people, if I can't trust him to heal me, then let me die. Why am I alive? He left. I hope your faith is strong. The reason he was scared was that same week, a young lady died on our block of typhoid fever. So it wasn't something that, like, you are not aware of how deadly it is. I was fully aware. But I was also aware of how powerful my God is, because I stood on the streets of Lagos to declare his power. My goodness, no. I was going to stand. Needless to say, that by the time I got off from my knees, at that point, I broke out in sweat, and that was the last I saw of the fever and of the typhoid and of whatever it was. My dear brothers and sisters, I want to encourage us. God can be trusted. He can be trusted. I don't care what the situation is. I don't care what it is, how long that situation has been. I don't care even how it came. I don't know what you may have done. You think that you are entitled to that particular sickness or disease or condition. I am telling you today that if you will trust the Lord with your whole heart, trust him. He is not only able, you know, those of us that came from Baptist Church, he's able. But he is willing. And not only that he is willing, you know, he has already done it. Praise Jesus Christ. Pastor Shehu.
Yeah. Praise God. Proverbs in chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with what? All your heart. All right, we're going to have a second guest speaker just now. As always, healing. As always, healing is the subject matter.
That was powerful encouragement, and I believe strongly that we needed something in that light along those lines at such a time as this. And I encourage us to also go back and listen to it again and just, you know, spend some time and just delve into the unsearchable riches of God's Word. Having your heart built up and established in the truth of that which He already perfected by the death and the resurrection of Jesus. That is your healing, which is yours, which is for the now, for your enjoyment. Okay, friends? Praise God. Sir James?
Well, praise God. Father, we thank you and praise you for this time that we can stand here and, you know, just feast off of you, just to get more revelation of your love and all that you have done for us. We just thank you and just praise you for this. We thank you that the dark places in our life will be exposed today. You know, those places where we have got complacent, that we have begun to focus more and more on you and your love. We bless you and thank you for your word that is today that's being spoken. The title of my message is Stand Focused on God. And I'll tell you, well, I got a little funny. Start with a little funny. A lady every morning for years, she had came downstairs and fixed coffee. And so one particular morning she came down and coffee was not done. Her husband came downstairs and he asked her, where is the coffee? Why didn't you do the coffee? She said, it was in the Bible and it says in Hebrew that is man supposed to fix the coffee. So he read it, Hebrew. Okay, stay in focus. You know, we're going to look at Martha and Mary. And, you know, when I look at stories in the Bible, it reminds me of we being parents and we having parents. Because kids was not before the parents. I mean, I guess I can go off of one, what our sister just mentioned. You never put a horse before the cart. So parents was here first. So it's good to listen at what parents, because there is more wisdom, more understanding. Okay? So when I look at this story here, God did not put this in the Bible to expose these people weakness. But it's for an example for me to learn so I won't fall into the same trap. Now I'm going to read the story of Mary and Martha. We're going to look at Luke 10, verse 38. And the more and more I read this, the more and more it blesses me. Verse 38, it says, now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister have left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. But one thing is needed, and Mary have chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. Distraction, regardless whatever in life, if we are not focused on God's word all the time, distraction will take us out. It's just little simple things just popped up. We just in the world, you can think about the bills. You can think about the sickness, the pain, or whatever going in your body. You know, we can focus on those. I mean, we can get distracted and get off the word. And those things will take us out completely, being distracted. A lot of time we might not, you know, we aware of them, because a lot of time, you know, if you're like me, and I just use myself, we want to fix it. I can fix it. I can do it a little bit better than God. You know, I can have the attitude of Mary, look, what I'm doing is more important. You know, and so when we look at those things and we begin to focus on those things that distract us from the word, what happened, it'll take us out. When we look at Mary, Mary sat at the feet of Jesus. Why? She was sitting there for a purpose. And Jesus said it was important. Why was it important? Because she was getting from him. She was receiving from God. She was receiving life. She was receiving everything from God. And that's where it is with us. When we are sitting at his feet, when we are spending time worshiping and praising him, things happen. You know, if we think about it, a lot of time I found out I don't need more information. I just need more revelation. And everything has been placed on the inside of every believer. You know, praying in the spirit more. Cutting off the TV. Cutting off things that is distracting us. Listening to a lot of information that is coming in. It might be true, but it's not life. See, the more and more that I sit in the presence of God like Mary, the more and more things change. The storm will come, the fire come, but you're able to hear that still small voice. Because see, the information that we're learning now and what we're learning here in healing class, we are going to run across people that is distracted. But if we are not in the presence of God, and we are not seeking him, we're not going to know how to minister effective to that person. Because what we learn here and what we're learning and what we're not only learning, but we're putting it into practice, is how to walk in divine health. What we already have and how to be able to minister to others. The purpose of this, you know, is our relationship with God. That's the most important. Is more important than anything that we could ever think or dream of. It's a relationship with God. You know, it's sitting in his presence, feasting at his table. That's more important. But if we look at Mary and Martha, Martha was distracted. And you know, she even went and rebuked Jesus. She even said, well, you know, look at my sister. She could be here helping me. Why don't you make her help me? And I will ask a question today. What might be some things that might be distracting you? What have caused, you know, things we've been believing for, whether it was healing or financial breakthroughs or whatever that might have hindered you? So if we take an inventory and start looking at those things, you know, God will reveal those things to us. He will show us these things. That's the purpose of what he's showing us here in Luke. You know, he's not exposing the people. He's not exposing their weakness. But he is saying something because he's a father who loves us. It's the same way with our parents that loved us. When they was telling us, well, don't run with this kid, don't do this here, because they recognized that this child was a bad little kid or they was whatever. And they was giving us information that we wouldn't follow after that. The same way with here. Martha was so busy working and serving and trying to get things done, but the most important thing was sitting at the feet of Jesus. Now, why do you think that Jesus did not address the problem with her serving? You know, he didn't mention that. Why? Let's look at that. And she had a sister called, no. Now it happened that that's not the part. And she had a sister called Mary who sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with serving. Why didn't he address that problem? Why didn't he deal with her serving or working? Okay, that could be one. He was talking about serving. Why did he not address that issue? Okay, yes. Okay, anyone else? That's good. I like that. And that's what it was. See, God is not going to come down and clean the church. He's not. He's not going to stop by and clean my house. He's not going to brush my teeth. He's not going to wash. He's not going to give me a bath. Even though he said he washed the disciples' feet. No, he's not going to do it. Keeping everything in priorities. There's things that we can do from the love of God is serving, you know, cleaning the church, making sure everything is in order and whatever, making sure the house is taken care of. You know, these type of things. That was the purpose of that. When I looked at it, okay, that's awesome. Because I read that many times, I never thought about it. Yeah, work is something we need to do. God is not going to do it for us. This is something. And so when I looked at that, but then as I kept reading this, and more and more I read this, Jesus said, and Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha. And when I put my name there, James, James. And what is it saying to me? You are worried and troubled by many things. It doesn't take a whole lot for us to get worried, get off track. Just a little simple things. And when I looked at it and I started thinking about it, why is it, what causing it? It takes me right back to the Word. Because if I'm not spending time in the Word more and more, praising and worshiping God, what would happen is every time a little something pops up, it will put me in a tailspin. But if I'm sitting, if I'm doing what Mary did, you know, Jesus, you're troubled by many things, but he said one thing is needed, and Mary have chosen that good part. Why? She was sitting at the feet. She was getting from Jesus. See, a lot of time we're dealing with healing. A lot of time we're dealing with a lot of things. But when we look at it and look at what the Word has said, we already have the information that God have already done it. Well, if he's already done it, why don't I spend time with him? Learning more and more about what he have done, what he have accomplished in my life. You know, yeah, it's good about invest in stock market and all that stuff to have some type of information. Let God, if God direct you to go that way, go that way. But the most important thing in my life has got to be the Word of God. When I look at all of the good things that have happened in my life by the grace of God, it's God's grace. And a lot of time I didn't recognize them. And I look now, and I look right now, everything has been right here in the Word. It's been me. You know, if I point my finger at someone, four is pointing back at me. It's me. When we look at it, it's not God. It's me. Instead of blaming God, well, Lord, why didn't you answer my prayer? Lord, why haven't you healed my body? You know, I confess the Word. I confess healing 20 times and nothing happened. Well, it's not God, because He did it. He did it 2,000 years ago, and He's not doing it again. Jesus will not die again for us. Everything that He have done, it was done 2,000 years for each one of us. I have to receive the gift, what He have already given. And so if there's anything that I'm not receiving it, it's me. It's me. And it's getting a revelation of what He's done. You know, just spending time, you know, praying in the Spirit, reading His Word, turning TVs off. You know, because a lot of time we're worrying about a lot of things, but what had happened is, it's us. Well, I haven't seen this manifest. Well, I didn't, well, no, it's not God. God did it. It's a done deal. You know, because why? He's a loving Father. The same way it was with our parents. They're loving parents. They were sharing with us some things happened to us, but we figured we knew more than they did. There's time in healing when you come down to healing, you know, God will give us information on how to get, you know, what we need to do. Because sometimes we're not seeing the Word manifest. It's not the Word, it's us. And sometimes we need to ask some questions. Last year, I think it was last year, year before last, my nephew was dealing with epilepsy. I think that's what it was. And I've heard the story. I prayed for him. I got fearful. I didn't want to call him up to pray for him because, you know, it's a long story. We'll make it short. So I called him up, and he was open for prayer, and we prayed for him. And I gave him scriptures to read. And then I was asking God, Lord, what is it that caused these type of things? What is it that we can do? What other things that we could do? So maybe about a month later or something, I called him again. We was able to talk. And it was showing about a deficiency, a vitamin deficiency. And now over a year, he's completely whole. But I remind him, keep reading the Word. It's God's Word. It's what God has done. It ain't putting your trust in the vitamins and things that he was telling you. The body was needed those things. But the Word is the one that gives life. Okay. I think that's it.
Praise God. That's in the upon your heart. First Peter chapter 2, verse 24. That should not just be wrote. Let's talk about God's Word. One, is that a time that is question? Thank you.
would have invited me with you instead of worrying about this, that you would have invited me.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
In all your ways, what?
I have acknowledged him.
And he'll do it. Instruction, leading us by the Holy Spirit, and then you just see breakout in your body that it comes in and heals. Something that bumps you over time. It just drops off. So easy. And you know, first get a reference. Oh, it just comes and it went and you didn't know how. Oh, God, so easy. But I mean, there's a relationship, there's fellowship, there's oneness, and you recognize that, you're comfortable with that, and you carry that with you everywhere. That's who you are. One with God. Is there anyone here who requires healing? Is there anyone here who needs a manifestation with their body? Or instruction for their hearts as it concerns healing, as it concerns walking in divine health? Our prayer team members, please step forward at this time. Their hair set, willing and able by the power of God. Father, thank you for this time. Thank you, Lord, for the healing represented in this class. Thank you, Father, for the done reality to which you've called us. Glorify the Holy Name. Give you praise, Lord, because continuously and constantly you walk in victory. But that's what you've called us to do. Give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.